listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's high school basketball tonight. It's a MAC boys battle as we come to you live from Bainbridge Guilford High School as the BG Bobcats are hosting the Afton Crimson Knights. I'm Nate Lull. I'm joined tonight by GMU Athletic Director Greg Bonskowski here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. And Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler will get you financed. They're on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Coach, I wanted to start off by asking you, you know, you've coached a lot of games in this gym over the years with your time, both with Unitego and with GMU. Do you like the new setup here since this is the first time you said you've seen it?
Yeah, I think the redo of the facility and the court is beautiful. I love the Bobcat in the middle of court there. It's kind of nice and big. It stands out. And they clearly did a paint job across the way, and their banners stand out. You got a nice big BG below the American flag there where the scoreboard used to be. I keep looking there for the scoreboard, and it's not there.
I always will, yes.
I really like the gym floors today that where they have the different shaded color inside the three-point line. It kind of just offsets, and then they have the lane or the paint and the key area that's just the same color as the rest of the court. It is a little weird having the benches on that opposite side. As a coach, I would like that, though, because then I could really get my players' attention, and there wouldn't be a lot of distractions coming from behind us. But it's a really I always enjoyed coaching in this gym, and I think the changes they've made have only improved it. So I'm excited to be here and then call the game with you tonight.
Was this a tough place to coach back in the day? Because I always felt it must have felt like the fans were right on top of your bench down on this side.
It was, but being that, like, the BG has always been well known for their student section and their community support. So you were where our bench was on the opposite end of the floor. You kind of were away from everybody. So it did get loud in here, and it was intimidating to come in here because BG has always had a lot of success, especially on the girls' side.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always a fun place to play. I think as an athlete, as a coach, you always want to test yourself. So this was, hey, you know, how good are we? Can we go to BG and get a win on their court?
We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We're starting a little late tonight because we had a really good JV game, Afton winning 38-35. That fourth quarter was back and forth, a lot of stoppages, guys going to the foul line. So we are starting a little late here tonight, but it's for a good reason. That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, it was an exciting game. I thought both teams had a chance to win, and Afton made just a few more plays down the stretch. So excited for the varsity game. Hope we get another good one.
We'll talk about the MAC boys standings when we come back. Again, it's Afton coming down Route 7 to take on the BG Bobcats. We'll have full coverage for you here tonight. We'll be right back on the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus and Sparks, Kia Souls.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto Sales has over 150 total vehicles on their two lots, including over 60 cars. And Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns and Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back live from BG tonight. It's the BG Bobcats hosting the Afton Crimson Knights. Nate Lowell and GMU Athletic Director Greg Bonskowski with you here. Here's a look at the updated MAC boys standings. BG right now sitting at 3-2 in the league, 5-5 overall. I still think BG has a very good chance of making the top four, which is really the semifinals of the league, because their two league losses are to Delhi and to Green, who are also two teams that are near the top. So I think the schedule favors BG down the stretch. Afton is 0-3 in the league and 1-8 overall. They're currently battling at the bottom here with DH, Oxford, UV, and Harpersville. So there's still going to be some jockeying over the next month or so when those teams all play each other. Delhi right now is the cream of the crop, 4-0 in the league, 9-0 overall. They are ranked number one in the state in this week's Class C boys basketball rankings. So that is a big target on the Bulldogs' back, but they certainly have been playing like they deserve that number one ranking. Unitego Franklin is 3-0 in the league. Sydney is 3-1. Green is 2-1. Walton is 1-1. As I said, BG is 3-2. Tonight, if you want to check NateLowell.com later for updated standings, which we do update every night, there's a lot of different games going on. Green boys are at Sydney. Unitego Franklin's at Walton. Of course, Athens at BG. Delhi's at UV. And Harpersville is at Deposit Hancock. So by the end of tonight, there'll be some other shakeups in the standings. And, Coach, it's getting to be that time of the year where teams start to separate from each other and we really start to see who's going to rise to the top and who's going to get those playoff positions. So it's an exciting time of year.
Yeah, and it's also an exciting time of year because you have teams that have to go on the road and win on somebody else's home court. And that's always a challenge. You know, and sometimes you're going to get games where I don't expect that team to win, but the other team has to go on the road and play at their home court. And you know, the home court advantage sometimes does play a big factor in some of these games. So it's high school athletics. You never know what could happen.
You certainly never know. When I get the scores every night, at least one game a night, there's something that makes you go, oh, wow, didn't expect that. So you just never know. I mean, oftentimes it's injuries and things of that nature. But sometimes I just think, boy, there must be something I don't know about that's going on. You know, somebody was goofing off that night or whatever it might be. At the end of the day, you have to remember that these are high school players.
And you also have a lot of these, like, you know, neighborly rivalries where the two schools, you know, they border each other, like Bainbridge-Guilford-Afton, they border each other. You usually have, you know, Sydney-Unitego, you know, GMU-Morris, they're Worcester-Skenevis. I mean, you could go on in all these little rivalries, games that are more important than others just because of who you're playing and that, you know, they're our arch rivals. So
it does get into your head. But you know what's funny, Coach, as we're going to pause for the anthem here in a minute, but a lot of times today these kids all know each other, unlike days gone by. It kind of cracks me up in a way.
I think that's because of the AAU kind of culture. You know, they all know each other because they either play on the same team for AAU or they play against each other. So they certainly do know each other a lot better than when you and I were in high school.
Yeah, before it was like, how do you know a kid from another town? How did that happen? So.
And a lot of times you hear kids on teams, you know, making fun of other kids or just busting them. You know somebody everywhere.
Yeah, yep. It's a fun world, and I think social media and AAU and all that has certainly made the world smaller. So we are going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, Afton boys at BG tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Getting you set here for Aston visiting BG Mac boys basketball tonight. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Let's start with the Aston starting lineup here for longtime head coach Dick Winans. They start with sophomore number 2, Ryan Wright, a senior number 3, Tyler Kelly, a junior number 11, Ryan Dawson, a junior number 12, Equan Patterson, and a junior number 23, Carter Burns. On the other side for BG and head coach Kevin Worley, a senior number 00, David Emerson, a junior number 3, James Agroyan, and he is coach. You'll want to watch him tonight. Number 3 for BG, a double-double machine, I like to call him. A senior number 13, Isaac Seiler, a senior number 14, Garrett O'Hara, and a sophomore number 23, Michael Lapani. Now, these teams had some really good battles in soccer this year, so these kids, certainly two towns apart, know each other very well. Afton did win Mac Boys Soccer combined with Harpersville this year, and these teams had some good battles. I'm sure some of that will translate over onto the basketball court here tonight as they know each other very well. Always a fun rivalry. And so BG is in the home white uniforms, the maroon trim, says Bobcats across the front of the chest there. Afton is in the visiting red uniforms with the white and the black trim. And here we go. The opening tip will be won by Afton. They're going left to right. A pull-up jumper to start, rolls in and out, and Hagroyan scoops up his first rebound of the night for the Bobcats as they go right to left. Into the left-wing corner as the Bobcats will look to set up shop on offense for the first time tonight. Again, they come in 3-2 in the league. O'Hara tries to push one back out to Lapani, who has to chase it back to midcourt, and they'll reset on the offense here. Dribble drive for Emerson. A little up and under, and he scores.
Nice drive to the basket there by 00.
David Emerson, who kind of wears the old-school sports goggles. I love it. Afton working it around. They go to Burns in the interior. Back out to the very fast Equan Patterson. Patterson right side as, again, Afton goes left to right. They'll look to pass to the interior here, trying to get it to the high post with 15 on the shot clock, but they have to pull it back out. Afton being very patient here. They go left side for Tyler Kelly. Kelly to the interior for Burns. Burns back out. Patterson, 5 on the shot clock, pulls up for a jumper. It's too long. Rebound scooped back up by Afton, though. They'll try to take it to the interior.
I don't think the ball hit the shot clock there, and they reset it.
Yeah, I don't think it hit the rim. And
no. All right, hit the shot clock. I hope they wouldn't hit the shot clock. It's on the wall. The ball didn't hit the rim there, so the officials caught that. It'll be interesting to see how much they put on or if they say it's a violation.
Yeah, officials getting together. What do you think, about 2 seconds when he shot it?
I think it's going to be a violation, and it's going to be Bainbridge ball.
So, again, officials getting together here to talk things over. Yep. Looks like it's going to be a violation, and BG will get it back.
BG was kind of playing a strange defense there. First few passes, I thought they were in a 2-3, and then somebody cut through, and it looked like they went to man-to-man. So credit Bainbridge Guilford there with good defense.
Afton coming with some full court pressure now. And so the Bobcats with a 2-0 lead, 6:50 to go in the first quarter. BG with a little trouble getting the ball in, but O'Hara is able to scoop it up and get it across the Bobcat logo at midcourt. They go to Lapani, who now will circle up to the top of the key. Left side, three ball here for the Bobcat is good. Way downtown from Isaac Seiler.
Nice shot there.
5-0 for BG. Interior pass here, and a shot for the Crimson Knights is good for Ryan Wright. Nice little cut to the hoop there, and he finished to make it 5-2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats tried to go to the high post here with David Emerson. He tried to hand it off and intercepted by the big man, Carter Burns. Patterson in the backcourt, dribbles through traffic. Wow, nice move. Takes it to the 10, and he's fouled. Goes flying into the wall, but appears to be okay as he playfully jumps back to his feet. 6:05 to go in the first, a 5-2 lead for BG over Afton.
Yeah, Afton's attacking the basket hard there. There's even off the jump ball, they were going right to the basket. It was a nice drive there to answer the three-pointer, and Patterson here goes hard to the rim.
Patterson fills in his first shot at the line, too strong, and we'll have him do it again. Patterson will settle in here, a guy who feels like he's been on varsity for a long time, despite just being a junior. Second shot is good. Patterson gets it to go, makes it 5-3. Afton hanging around early in this one on the road at BG in Mac boys basketball action tonight. Left side of the floor, Lapani setting up shop. They try to go to the high post, and it's taken away here by Afton, but unfortunately for them, Ryan Wright stepped out of bounds as he flew back down the floor.
I'm interested. If I was the Afton coach, I'd be questioning if that should have been a reset. Like, I don't really know if he had possession. It was close, but they reset the shot clock, so here we go.
So BG gets it back in again, going right to left. They'll hold on to it. Little backdoor cut. They'll try to pass down low. Knocked away. Good job by Afton. An outlet pass to Equan Patterson. Ahead now for Tyler Kelly. To the interior for Patterson. And they'll say he walked. Got that shot to go from a tough angle.
Very tough angle. I'm anxious to see the Patterson boy play. He was on varsity the last time GMU played, and I coached. And I think he was in eighth grade. As you said, he's been on varsity. Seems like forever.
Pagroyan, as they break the press, is able to get his first basket of the night for BG. Makes it 7-3. Afton trying to answer right back, and they do. A nice little cut by Ryan Dawson, and he finishes it. Make it 7-5. 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Pagroyan back the other way. Passes down low for Emerson. Up and under. Misses the layup. And the rebound for the Knights. And, boy, they are pushing the pace here. Ryan Wright to the hoop, and he scores.
Yeah, they're going. As soon as they get the ball on the defensive end, they're going.
And that's the way Dick Winans and his teams have always played, is full gas. Bobcats on the baseline, out of Emerson's hands, out of bounds, and back to Afton, and they have the momentum.
Great defense there by number 12, Patterson. He challenged the Bainbridge-Guilford player as he was going up and lost control of it, and it's Afton ball.
BG will take a timeout. 4:50 to go first quarter. We're tied at 7 between the Afton and BG boys on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods. Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:50 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-7 between Afton and the BG boys. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com is our web stream, as always, brought to you in part by SFCU. Afton with the ball, going left to right, near the scorer's table, left side. They'll look to set it up. They go to the high post for Burns, intercepted there by Hagroyan of BG. And Hagroyan will slow it down and get it to Michael Lapani. BG going right to left. Lapani finds Isaac Seiler. Back to Hagroyan, top of the key. Muscles his way down low, misses the right-handed layup. Burns came over with some good help defense. Back down the floor for Ryan Wright. Passes left side for Ryan Dawson. Afton going to slow it back down. Here's Equan on the right wing side as Afton goes left to right. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 7-7. A little nice take, a finger roll to the hoop there by Ryan Wright. It's off the mark, and we'll have a foul underneath on Afton on the rebound. So exactly 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 7-7. That foul on Ryan Dawson, his first, team's first. Coach, you know what I've noticed at games this year? Some teams, schools I should say, as BG gets it back in, don't leave the foul up on the board anymore.
We can talk about that in a second. It's okay. Not that they're not leaving it up there.
Ah, that'll be interesting. I'm finally going to get my answer to this. I love it. BG with the basketball on the right wing side. They try to pass to Hagroin on the interior. He somehow gets a high arcing pass and then finishes the layup.
That was a nice play there by Bainbridge Guilford.
Not sure how Emerson got that ball to the inside, but he did, and Hagroin was able to finish. 3.5 to go in the first. The two-point game, BG 9, Afton 7. Crimson Knights with the basketball, looking to go to the interior here for Burns. Burns kicks one back out. Three ball for Afton. No good by Ryan Wright. Rebound kicked out, but Tyler Kelly was there to save it.
Only 10 on the shot clock.
And that ball did not hit the rim. Let's see how aware Afton is. Dawson scoops it back up to Patterson. He realizes, forces a three, couldn't get it to go. We'll have a violation.
Even though that didn't go and it didn't hit the rim, that was good court awareness by Patterson to understand that the shot clock was winding down, to get the ball up towards the basket, give it a chance to hit the rim, maybe give his teammates a chance to get a rebound, and who knows? A lot of times I've seen that shot go in.
3 minutes to go, first quarter, BG 9, Afton 7. As here comes BG back down the floor. Going right to left, Elias Wilson feeds one over for Isaac Seiler for three. It's too strong. Rebound tapped in the air, saved, but then Afton's able to steal it away. And then at midcourt, we'll have a foul here on the Bobcats with 2:45 to go in the first quarter.
Okay, so with the new scoreboard, when you plug in, you know, this is the player, this is their foul, and then you do the team foul, or in the opposite order, depends on which scoreboard you have, some of the newer scoreboards, the player and the foul will disappear after
yes.
a short amount of time, and it does it automatically. And you can't make it stay up there.
Very frustrating.
It is.
I don't know why the scoreboard company would want that. Here is Afton on the right side as they have the ball. They go inside for Burns on the right low block. Works one back out for Ryan Wright. Again, takes it to the hoop. Misses it. And the rebound for BG. And Connor Brendenburg, who has been out with injury for a while this season, great to see him back out on the floor here for the Bobcats. They go to Hagroin on the inside, and he's fouled on the left low block, and he is a workhorse down there, very strong on the low post.
That was a nice dive to the basket from the elbow area down to the block, and a good entry pass, nice bounce pass. You don't see that very often.
2:15 to go in the first quarter, 9-7. BG on top of Afton, and they're looking to add to it here at the line with James Hagroin. First shot is good. And off the top of my head, I would say he has to be averaging 12 and 12 somewhere in that neighborhood. He is most often their leading scorer, and he is always in double-digit rebounds. And Coach Worley raves about his work ethic and what he brings to the table. Second shot is good. So he has six, and a timeout taken here by BG. 2:17 to go first quarter. BG boys leading Afton here at home, 11-7 on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. A cookie delivery here by Coach Conway. Amazing.
I didn't know he baked.
We'll have to get the story behind that. Here, we're back underway. Athens, Sequan Patterson took a shot and then somehow managed to get the rebound, too, but he stepped out of bounds in between.
Yeah, I think he came in from out of bounds. Great hustle, though. Athens is really attacking the basket.
Yeah, they have some really good quickness with their guards. They still trail 11-7 here, and here's a steal by Patterson at midcourt. Great hand. Passes ahead. They try to save it inside, and they do. They can't get the bucket to go, though, with Ryan Wright. Did everything but finish there.
That was a really nice pass, too.
Bobcats across midcourt with Lapani, the top of the key, with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. I wonder what Coach Conway brought us. They look good. Here is Hagroyan, steps through and scores to make it a 13-7 ball game, and Hagroyan has 8. Back the other way and blocked by Vredenburg as they were trying to take it to the pin there with Braden Saddlemeyer. BG trying to go on a little run here. A 3 is off the mark, but still rebounded. Gotten back over to Hagroyan. No, rattled in and out. Gets it again and scores. Hagroyan with 10, timeout Afton. And the Knights are going on a little run here with a 1:18 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away again with our score. BG 15 and Afton 7 on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:18 to go first quarter. BG boys leading Afton 15-7. Afton could be right in this game.
Yeah, I was just going to say the score is not indicative of the game that's going out on the floor here.
They just can't seem to buy a bucket. Patterson with the ball here for Athens. He gets tied up on the right low block, and the jump ball gives it right back to BG. Just cannot get anything to go their way right now for Athens, but they're still hanging around.
It's almost like BG's size and strength is just bothering Athens a little bit when they go to try to finish, when they go to the rim.
Athens going for a steal on the press, and they get called for a reach-in here. Foul's going to be on Matt Carman, and that's his first. Team's third. I think if you're Afton here, you try to stay solid on defense the rest of the quarter and maybe chip it back to 15-9, 15-11 yep. Would be great if you're a Knights fan. The Afton team has not seen the success in terms of the record this year, but they seem to be making steps. Every night when I talk with Coach Winans, he goes, we're just getting a little bit better every day. Bobcats with the ball going right to left. Vredenburg into the corner now. Feeds one back over. Finds Emerson, top of the key, down low, and the jumper is up and good for Elias Wilson. He was in the right place at the right time. 17-7 now the score. BG on top by 10. Here's Burns at the high post. Feeds one to the far side for Braden Saddlemeyer. Knights need a bucket here with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll dish one off here for Ryan Wright. Takes it to the hoop. He's blocked there by Emerson. And in transition, here is Michael Lapani. Stops for a long two. Too strong off the front of the rim and then up over the glass and out of bounds.
The other thing you have to remember about Afton, too, I think they're one of only three Class D schools in the MAC. So they're playing Class C schools on a nightly basis, which sometimes it's difficult to compete being a smaller school, Class D.
Burns lost control of it. He didn't see the pass coming there from Patterson. And so the Bobcats are going to get it back. And, you know, talking with Coach Wines, last couple of years, some guys have tried different sports or maybe not played basketball in the winter, and he goes, I'm finally getting all my guys back, and it's just going to take some time to get on the same page. BG throws it away here. They were looking to go down low. A little miscommunication sailed out of bounds.
And, I mean, if you look at their roster, he only has 3 seniors, so it looks like he's got a young team that he can work with here.
5 seconds left, first quarter. Afton will get it in. Patterson back to Burns. I don't think they're going to get the shot off. They do at the buzzer. Oh, no good. First quarter in the books. It's the BG boys leading Afton 17-7 here in Bainbridge. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter in Bainbridge. The Bobcats leading the Afton Crimson Knights 17-7. MAC boys basketball action tonight. Afton with the basketball and the red uniforms going left to right. Here is Patterson. Scoops one over to the far side now for Ryan Wright. Wright picks up his dribble in a tough spot here. He's going to try to get it back to Patterson and does. 10 on the shot clock. Patterson back to Matt Carman. Coming up on 5 on the shot clock. Carman trying to break his man off the dribble. Takes it to the interior, and now it's stolen away by BG. Going down the right wing is Elias Wilson. Takes it to the rim and scores. Tough bucket there for Wilson.
Nice strong drive to the basket, but here comes Afton.
Patterson right back the other way. Slips and is able to get the shot off, but it wouldn't go. Rebound for the Knights. They kick it back out. A long three here for Ryan Wright. Won't go down. Rebound, Vandenberg. Outlet pass ahead for Wilson. Takes it to the interior and missed it. Emerson a rebound. Puts it back up. He's fouled and will go to the line here with 7 minutes to go in the second. BG ahead 19-7. And this BG group's been playing together for such a long time, and you can tell.
Well, that was a really nice play by Emerson there. He got the rebound, and a lot of kids would have just gone right back up with it. He just gave the little old school, you know, little head fake and got the Afton defender in the air, and then he went and attacked him, tried for the opportunity of a three-point play. Didn't finish, but he gets a trip to the line.
Emerson makes the first shot, the second one going. I like watching Emerson play.
And you mentioned the old school kind of goggles there. Every time I look at him, I'm thinking of Bill Laimbeer, but then I get confused because he's wearing double zero. I'm thinking Robert Parrish.
Yes.
So I don't know who I should I'd be comparing him to.
He misses the second one. Rebound for Patterson of Afton. BG leading 20-7. Back the other way here for the Knights. Little miscommunication at the top of the key. They throw it away. It's an over and back, and back to BG it goes.
I think, I don't think the score is indicative of what's going on out there on the court in terms of the play. I just think Afton's having a hard time finishing at the basket. Bainbridge is just a little bit taller, a little bit more physical.
Begroyan gets the ball in. And they'll work one into the corner now for Isaac Seiler on the left wing side. Back to the top of the arc as BG setting it up here with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Elias Wilson with the basketball. Tries to dish down low for Hergroyan. Off his hands, out of bounds, back to Afton.
Boy, BG does a nice job diving to the basket and cutting there, and they're looking for each other. Like you said, they look like they've played together a lot.
And they do have good size. Even their guards are of a bigger variety, I guess you could say.
And they're long, too. They're just the length of them just provides just that much that, you know, you think about it when you go up to shoot.
Burns to the interior, works one back out. A three for Matt Carman won't go. Rebound, Hergroyan.
He is an animal on the glass here. He's probably got 10 rebounds in the first half.
Yeah, he's been tremendous. As BG throws it away, it'll go back to Afton. Hergroyan and Emerson, to me, I always think I could be watching a men's league game out there. I mean, just their style, they're, you know, big guys, and I'm like, wow, they look like they could be 25 out there.
All right, so you got to delay a game warning here, because BG got too close to the inbounder.
So they get the warning here. We'll set it up to go again with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And again, the official saying to give him a little space.
I can see that, like old man game. I could almost like feel like we might be at a Y calling the game.
Yeah. Well, they look older to me physically. Yep. And, you know, a lot of these BG guys just play solid fundamental type basketball. And that's what it reminds me of.
There was another perfect example. Nice little head fake. You got two Afton defenders in the air, and then he went up to shoot.
They stole that ball on the press, couldn't get the finish. It rolls out of bounds and goes back to Afton. So this full court pressure from the Bobcats hurting Afton at the moment. And so the Knights will look to get it in, and they do to midcourt. Knights with the basketball. They'll throw one ahead, and it rolls out of bounds here. Afton tried to save it, but back to BG, and you can see things just slowly getting a little helter-skelter here for the Knights. 5:50 to go, second quarter, and the BG boys leading 20-7. After such a good start, too, for Afton. Pagroian to the high post, tries to dish one down low, off the hands there of the cutting Lucas McCowan, and back to Afton. So the Knights will get it in. They'll work one ahead. Down the floor, we'll have a foul on a BG, I believe on Seiler, near midcourt here.
I'm surprised that Afton doesn't get it into a couple of their quick guards and just kind of clear everybody out and say, go ahead and beat your guy off the dribble. Everybody else get out of the way.
Quick stoppage here. It looks like Burns forgot to take that necklace off before the ball game and gets busted there, so he'll have to take it off.
Good thing this isn't soccer. That'd be a card for the coach.
Yeah. And so Burns will go to the bench to take that off for a minute, so we'll get a substitution here for Afton. 5:40 to go in the second. 20-7 our score. The BG boys leading Afton here tonight in Bainbridge. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Knights with the ball, but a steal by Hagroin. They get it back. Knights fire up a shot there with Ryan Dawson. Won't go down. Gets his own rebound. Steps through. Can't score, and he's fouled.
Even though he didn't get the basket to go, that was a nice little step-through move. It looked like he was kind of in jeopardy or kind of in a no-win situation there and made a nice step-through, got himself to the line.
5:25 to go here in this second quarter. Stepping to the line is Ryan Dawson. His first shot is up and good. Second one coming here makes that 20-8. Brendenburg back into the game for BG. Yeah, they do have some good size when they go with their certain lineup, the BG Bobcats. Second shot for Dawson, no good. Hagroin with the rebound. And back down the floor for the Bobcats, Michael Lapani finding Hagroin on the left side. To the interior for Brendenburg. Stops, tries to step through, kicks one far side corner. Three ball for the Bobcats, pops in and out. Shot wouldn't go there for Isaac Seiler. Rebound for Afton. Matt Carman down the floor. Works one to Saddlemeyer in the right wing corner. He lost control of it. Another steal for the Bobcats. Patterson trying to be pesky here in the backcourt. And BG's Lapani will get it finally across the midcourt timeline just in time. Goes to Hagroin on the left side, who will dish one back off to Lapani, who is the quarterback here now, kind of directing traffic. High post, Brendenburg. Turns, pivots, sends it to the left wing corner. BG thought about a three, but they didn't pull the trigger with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Inside for Brendenburg now. Up and under, no. Rebound, out of bounds, and going back to Afton.
Bainbridge is doing a nice job. It's kind of like a Princeton-type offense. They hit the high post, and then the wings go back door immediately. And the high post players are really doing a good job looking for those cutters.
4.5 to go in the second quarter, and it's 20-8. The Afton boys trailing BG here on the road. They try to go far side for Dawson. He couldn't handle it. And BG will steal it back. They go to Hagroin in the paint. Takes it down low. Second shot is good after he missed the first. And Hagroin has 12.
He also has like the Moses Malone type game where he pads his rebound sets there a little. Not on purpose, but.
Here's a steal and a missed opportunity by Isaac Seiler. Back the other way here for the Knights. Dawson to the left side of the floor. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Tries to feed one into the corner now for Tyler Kelly. Rolls out of bounds, goes back to BG.
So what I mean by like the Moses Malone type game is, you know, he gets the ball inside or drives it to the basket. He takes a shot. It's a good shot. For whatever reason, it doesn't go in. He doesn't finish the first one, but he doesn't give up on it. He just goes right back up. He's got that quick second jump, gets a second rebound, and I think he's probably done it three times this half.
Yeah, he always does that. You know, watching him the last couple of years, he gets a lot of ones and twos at the same time. Long pass ahead for Hagroyan. He saved it, sent it to Vredenburg, missed it. He gets his own rebound back, works it back out to Hagroyan, and they'll reset the offense. Hagroyan says, no, I'll just take a three here. Misses that. And the loose ball comes to Afton. Here's Dawson in transition. Tries to take it to the rim. Behind-the-back pass for Patterson. He lost it out of bounds. And it looks like it was last touched by BG. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Our score is BG 22, Afton 8.
I mean, if Afton could finish some of these inside shots, I mean, it could be 22-15, 22-16 very easily right now.
Yeah, Afton getting to the hoop, running good plays, just unable to finish near the hoop for whatever reason. Patterson to the left side. They do really well in transition, too.
Yeah, they have a real nice transition break that they've run a couple times off of made basket by BG.
Afton going left to right. Ryan right at the top of the key. Holds on to a hot potato here, right to the interior. His floater is good.
I've been really impressed with him. Ryan right there, he seems like he can get to the basket whenever he wants. Got some size. Taking a couple outside shots, and he has good form. Steal by Afton.
Now here's the steal. Dawson ahead for Patterson. He takes it to the interior. Missed it. Gets it back to Ryan Wright, who's fouled. And he'll head to the line with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Bodies flying here as BG leads 22-10.
I think that was an easy foul call.
Yeah. I still, as you said in the pregame, Coach, I always look over for the scoreboard where the American flag is now.
It's weird how you have that like tendency if you've been in a gym frequently that you look for certain things.
First foul shot, no good here for Ryan Wright.
At one of the breaks, we were talking about how much just brighter it is in here compared to how it was in the older gym.
Yeah, very bright and just a little bit of a different feel to it. New bleachers in here, again, a paint job. Redid the floor.
I think the lighting is different as well.
Yeah, lighting is definitely different. And it looks very good.
Yeah, they did a nice job.
If you haven't been down to see a game here, you certainly should.
Ooh, great pass.
BG breaks the press, and they'll score with Nick McCowan. Well done on the pass there from Isaac Seiler. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Foul by BG as Afton brings it back down the floor. 24-10 is our score. BG boys leading Afton here tonight in Bainbridge. Again, this Afton team finding their way this year. First time I've gotten to see him play. It was a big reason I wanted to do tonight's game is hadn't seen the Crimson Knights yet this year. And try to support everybody we can in the back. Pull-up jumper is good here for Michael Lapani.
There's another head fake from BG.
26-10 now the score. Afton bringing it back down the floor, losing control, out of bounds, and back to the Bobcats. That fast break style helps, but sometimes hurts as well. Bobcats with the ball in the backcourt. Here's a steal by Patterson. Saves it, but not before stepping out of bounds.
Yeah, Afton just seems like they're playing full tilt the whole time, offense and defense. And Bainbridge-Guilford is playing hard. They're playing fast as well, but they seem to be able to, like we've said a couple times, they slow it down, make the head fake, get some people off the floor. They're taking advantage of Afton's aggressiveness.
Bobcats will get it in. They feed one down low to Emerson. No, rolled off the rim. So he'll get to shoot two at the line here, the senior, David Emerson. Make sure you stay tuned. About 2 minutes away from our Marabito Energy Product halftime report. We'll break down the first half, give you a scoring summary between these two teams. As here is the senior David Emerson at the line, looking to add to his point total. Can't get the first one to go, left it short for BG. Burns is going to check back in here for Afton. Dawson to the bench here for a breather. And the second shot coming at the charity stripe here from David Emerson, and it's one off the mark. Out of bounds, going to stay with BG, last touch by Burns. Have a busy week next week here on CDO. Make sure you check back to WCDOsports.com for our full schedule. We're really getting into the meat and potatoes of the league schedules now, so there'll be a lot of fun games coming up. Bobcats with the basketball. Emerson pump fakes, goes baseline, tries to shoot from a tough angle there. and lost control of it. Ball bounces back down the floor, ends up with Ryan Wright. Now to Burns. His shot on the right wing side won't go, and a rebound for BG. Back the other way. In transition, Elias Wilson. Little leaning runner. That won't go. And Afton comes away with the basketball again. Patterson down the right side. Scudder steps into the right corner and is fouled by Nick McCowan with 90 seconds left in the second quarter.
I think you could have called a foul on multiple trips up and down the court, but I think the officials just kind of let it go because everybody was just flying around out of control. That was like a track meet here for a couple of possessions.
You know, the JV game we were watching earlier was similar. You know, we've just seen guys jumping over each other and bodies flying and sliding across the floor.
They're certainly playing hard.
Patterson's first shot at the line is good. He has 4 points now.
And as a coach, that's all you can ask for. Like, you just want your players to go out there and give you everything they got. Leave it all out there on the court.
26-11. And Patterson cannot get the second one to go. BG with a rebound. Now to Elias Wilson in the backcourt. And going to be an illegal screen here on McCowan with about 24 to go, second quarter.
Great pressure defense there by Patterson.
He's fast.
Yes, very quick.
And so Afton here, you know, down 26-11, but they really haven't been able to find much rhythm on offense. If they could get a couple of buckets late here, they could go into the half with some confidence. Knights with the basketball. They pass one to the far side for Ryan Wright. His pull-up jumper, no. And the rebound scooped up here by BG. Sherman got that rebound. Long pass ahead. They find McCowan. His jumper is good. And McCowan from the left baseline makes it 28-11 for the BG boys over Afton with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Timeout taken here by Coach Winans of the Afton Crimson Knights. 54 seconds to go, second quarter, BG 28, Afton 11. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 54 seconds to go, second quarter. 28-11 our score as the Afton boys trail BG here on the road in a Mac boys basketball contest here tonight. Patterson with a great take to the hoop, and he finishes.
Very nice drive.
Patterson, well done there. And now a steal by Carter Burns. Burns with the pass ahead. Finds Patterson, dishes far side, three ball here on the way is good for Tyler Kelly. That makes it 28-16 with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. BG still ahead. Afton trying to find some fight here late in the half. Burns looking for another steal, couldn't get it. Now a block by Burns out of bounds. He says no.
I think Uncle Mo might be in the building here. The momentum is shifting.
Great block there by Burns.
If they can get a stop and a hoop here, I know it's, you know, 12 seconds, but they'd only be down 10 at the half.
What do they say? One of the most dangerous leads in basketball, right? 10 points. Pagroian trying to answer, and he does. Pagroian with a three in the right wing corner for BG. Patterson with 2 seconds left. No, Pagroian will get the rebound, and that'll do it. Our halftime score, 31-16. The BG boys on top of Afton here. A huge three there by Hagroyan to kind of just shift the momentum back to BG.
And I had just said when we were at the break, you know, every time it seemed like Afton had a little run going, BG had an answer, and that was a huge three there at the end of the half to kind of give BG a little bit more of a cushion heading to the locker room.
So our halftime score again, BG boys leading Afton 31-16. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. A nice crowd on hand for this Mac Boys basketball contest. 31-16 our score as the BG Boys have the ball now going left to right. Agroyan at the high post. Looking to go to the right side for Lapani. Again, BG leading 31-16. Glad to have you along on a Friday night here. Thanks for listening. Lapani back to the top of the key now for Isaac Seiler. To Emerson. Good pass down low for Lapani. He'll pull it back out. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock here. Bainbridge being patient in this first possession of the second half. Now down to 5. And they're going to have to get a shot off here. Hagroyan is blocked by Burns, and a good job on defense by Afton. Quickly ahead here for Dawson. Pump fakes. Shot won't go. And BG's able to get back on defense.
For Coach Winans, you couldn't be happier with that defensive possession. Then you have a good look at a layup, and you just don't convert there.
He was shaking his head on the far side. As now back the other way, a foul.
I think they had a travel.
Oh, travel here on BG.
But Afton did everything. They played great defense. They technically got a shot clock violation, but they had the ball. And then they had a layup, and the pass was just a little bit ahead, a little quicker than needed to be, and they fumbled the ball and no layup.
Afton back the other way. Great no-look pass there from Dawson to Patterson. He couldn't get the shot off, but he was fouled. With 7 minutes to go in the third, 31-16, our scores. Patterson heads to the line. Boy, all the great teams that Coach Wyans had over the years, making the sectional finals at least two times off the top of my head that I can think of. Possibly, no, it had to be more. Three or four. Some great, great teams. His Afton boys team had some really good battles with those very good Downsville boys teams back in the early 2000s. Second shot coming here for Patterson. He missed the first. He missed the second. They can't buy a bucket right now. Rebound here for Carter Burns, and he was fouled.
I mean, the first three possessions of the second half are indicative of the game. I mean, Afton has controlled the beginning of this quarter, but they haven't been able to cut into Bainbridge-Guilford's lead.
Afton with the ball. They'll try to work it in. It was tapped back out by BG. In fact, I had two of Coach Wyans' children on the podcast, kids, I should say, his son Josh and his daughter Jessie Wyans, who went on to play Division I softball at Coastal Carolina. That was one of my favorite interviews. They gave some really good advice to some athletes who might be coming up now. Rebound for BG. They'll bring it back down the floor. To the right low block. They'll work one back out to Hagroyan. Into the paint. Nice step through, and the layup is good for Hagroyan. He's got 17. Moves well for the big guy out there. 33-16 now our score. 6.5 to go in the third.
But again, I mean, you're almost 2 minutes into the quarter. BG's gotten one shot. They made it. Afton has had probably four, and they were all good looks. And BG increased their lead.
Here's Ryan Wright, tries to feed one over to Burns. It bounced off of a leg, still in play. Long three now off that loose ball from Tyler Kelly. It wouldn't go. BG back the other way, and they'll miss a right-handed layup. Rebound for Emerson, and his shot won't go, but he'll go to the line. Coach, would you have been around and coaching at Unitego when Jesse was playing at Afton?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to see her firsthand.
Very quick, very strong, and physical for her size, and could really shoot the ball, could put the ball on the floor and get to the basket. She was a difficult matchup.
Had some very good Afton teams back then. I believe Jess had 1,000 points.
I think that she did.
If I can remember correctly. I know she did have an injury late in basketball, but I think she did end up getting it.
And was she on the girls' team that made it deep into state tournament play?
I think so. It would have been her and Renee Kemmerer and some of those girls, if I'm remembering.
Wasn't there a Simon girl on one of those teams?
I believe so, yep.
Father was the coach, maybe?
Now you're really testing my memory. We'll have to ask Coach Wyans. I think so.
Well, the Downsville teams would have been coached by Jeff Bear and Kevin Reed.
Kevin Reed was phenomenal.
Really good player.
Phenomenal. Well, we're going down memory lane here. There was a foul, and BG's to the line, and they're going to make the first foul shot with Isaac Salvador. Someone in the car is going, Nate, shut up and talk about the game.
They're saying, come on, Sonny.
That's right.
They're in Gilbertsville. Come on, Sonny. We want to know the game.
Get back to the point here. Siler goes 2 out of 2. Makes it 35-16 with 6 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Back down the floor here for Afton. As, again, Crimson Knights trying to work their way back into this game. This is not for lack of effort. They have done a good job. It's just shots are not falling. Now a timeout taken here by Afton as Burns was stuck in a tough spot there, and Coach Wines bails him out with the timeout. 5:48 to go in the third. It's BG Boys leading Afton 35-16 on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 5:15 to go in the third. And BG with the basketball. They'll look to bring it up the court here with Elias Wilson. It's 37-18. The Bobcats are on top of Afton. Lapani to the far side. Three ball is no good. Hagrolian a rebound. He puts it up and in. Hagrolian now with 21. And Afton will bring it back up the floor. Down the right side. Into the corner for Patterson. Takes it inside. Ball almost out of bounds. And finally, Hagrolian will hold on. And we'll have a whistle for an injury timeout. We'll take a break. 4:45 to go in the third. 39-18 BG. We'll be right back.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:20 to go in the third. Our score, BG 39 and Afton 18. Hagrolian now with 21 points for the BG Bobcats. Afton with the basketball going right to left, trying to set up shop here, and just the size and the good passing by BG has been too much here in the second half for Afton. Equan Patterson will work one back to Ryan Wright on the right side. Pull-up jumper is short, and the rebound is for Isaac Siler of BG. Siler in the backcourt, passes one ahead for Elias Wilson, dances through the defense at the foul line, tried to pass down low, intercepted by Ryan Wright. In transition, lost and out of bounds, will stay with the Knights.
Hagrolian from Bainbridge Guilford, he always seems to be in the right spot. It almost looks like he's looking at the shot and thinking, okay, this is where the rebound's going to go. This is where I need to get. And then the ball just seems to, like, come to him. It's almost like a magnet. So I would say of his, what is he up to, 23?
21.
So I would say of his 21 points, probably 10 of them have come on offensive putback rebounds.
Yeah, he has been tough here tonight and all season. Dawson with a three-pointer from the left side. Rattles in and out for Afton. And a rebound for BG back down the floor with 3.5 to go in the third. BG directing offense. They'll go to Brendan Berg on the right side. Holds the ball high. Pumps one to the interior here for Sherman. On the right low block. Dishes one back out. Interior pass here for Elias Wilson. He'll put the shot up and is fouled with 3:15 to go in the third. 39-18 our score, and Wilson will head to the line. So he'll look to shoot two here.
I thought he did a good job of drawing that foul because I thought Patterson had good defensive positioning. He was standing there straight up with his arms, and he just created the contact, which got him a trip to the line.
First shot is up and good for Elias Wilson.
And there was a neat little interaction there between Patterson and the official. He wanted to know, you know, what did I do to foul him? I had my arms straight up, and the referee did a good job of just explaining to him, and there was no unsportsmanlike manner in any way, shape, or form. The referee didn't, like, why are you questioning me? The player did not, you know, give some attitude like, hey, that wasn't a foul. It's just something that you like to see as a coach and as somebody that's interested in sports.
Timeout is taken here by BG with 3:15 to go in the third. It's the Bobcats 40 and Afton 18. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 3:15 to go in the third. It's 40-18. The BG boys are leading the Afton Crimson Knights. Two layup opportunities here on the fast break for Afton. They won't go down.
That's indicative of the whole night. Afton did a phenomenal job breaking the pressure. You couldn't have drawn it up any better. Had a layup, and it just rolls out. Then they get to rebound, have another good look, rolls out, and now it's Bainbridge ball. And a foul on Afton there on Ryan Wright.
His second, team's fourth. Back the other way, Sherman with a good-looking left-handed layup here. Wouldn't go. Rebound kept in by BG. Sherman with another chance. Knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Keep it with the Bobcats. 2:55 to go in the third. It's 40-18. BG still on top. And so the Bobcats will have it on the baseline. They'll look to float it in here for Elias Wilson. Now to Vredenberg. Actually, Vredenberg's going to set the screen. And they'll take a trip down low, but Wilson, with too many steps, going to be a traveling violation, and back to Afton it goes. 2:45 to go here in the third. Afton will look to break the full court pressure here. Now a steal by Wilson. Into the left corner. Wilson stops. And we'll reset the offense here for BG with 2.5 to go in the third. Bobcats trying to throw it down low. Intercepted here by Braden Saddlemeyer. In transition for Patterson. Pull-up jumper. Hit the front of the rim on a line drive. Rebound by Dawson, and he'll work it back out here for Afton. And Ryan Dawson on the right baseline. Dribbles into a trap here, and it's taken away by BG. Long pass ahead, brought in by Nick McCowan. He lost it, though. It's a game of hot potato and finally taken away here by Afton. Here is Dawson in transition. Skips through and scores.
Nice little hook shot finish there. That was probably one of the hardest or most difficult shots of the night on their layup, and he gets it to go.
40-20 now the score. Pass inside for Vredenberg. Partially blocked from behind, and here comes Afton back the other way. Dawson in transition, finds Saddlemeyer, and his shot won't go. Second chance, also won't go down, and then knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights. Frustrating here for the Afton Crimson Knights, I'll say. Make sure you stay tuned after the fourth quarter later tonight, as we will have our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And so Afton will be inbounding the basketball here. And the Knights will get it into the left-wing corner again. As they're in the red with the white and black trim here tonight. BG's in the home white with the navy blue trim. Knights with the ball. and they'll go to the right wing side in front of their own bench here for Braden Stadelmeyer, back near midcourt. Saves it. Ball is loose, and Hagroyan will scoop it up here for BG. Buck 15 to go in the third. A 20-point game, 40-20. BG is on top. They try to dish one down low on a backdoor cut for Hagroyan, and it sails out of bounds. Minute 10 to go here in this third quarter. Our first time seeing Afton this year, a scrappy group that's looking to put this program back on the map at some point. Knights get across midcourt, and they'll look to set it up on offense to the top of the key. Now for Tyler Kelly. Kelly will pull one back out and goes right side for Stadelmeyer. Brendan Berg is up on him on defense. Bobcats are playing hard. They'll dish it back to Matt Carman. 10 on the shot clock. Into the corner for Patterson. Pump fakes. Interior pass. Ryan Wright. Turnaround shot. Hits it, and he's fouled. Ryan Wright with 10 points. Then they'll look to add to it here.
Yeah, that was good offense that time by Afton. They moved the ball from side to side, got it inside, and Wright made a nice little turnaround jumper, got hit on the elbow. Let's see if he can complete the three-point play.
Again, Wright with 10 points. First player into double figures here for Afton. Emerson back in, and Giovanni Johnson will head to the bench here for the Bobcats. They've worked everybody in on that bench over there here so far tonight. And now Lucas McCowan replacing Nick McCowan for the Bobcats. Foul shot here for Ryan Wright is up and good. He has 11. So the sophomore Ryan Wright with a team best 11 points here for Afton. 35 seconds to go in the third. It's 40-23, BG leading Afton here tonight in Bainbridge in a MAC clash. Bobcats with the ball. They'll pull it back out. They go left side for Vredenberg. A pass to the interior. Hagroyan blocked. Afton's got a little momentum here now with 20 seconds to go in the third. Stadelmeyer, left side, works one back out. They'll go to right at the top of the key. Takes it into the teeth of the defense. His runner won't go. Vredenberg a rebound. Long outlet pass ahead, but Afton will steal it back. 5 seconds left. Here is Wright. At midcourt, takes it back into the paint and scores. Wright at the buzzer makes it 40-25. And Afton will not go quietly. Three quarters in the books. And again, it's the BG boys leading Afton 40-25. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski. What do you hear on CDO? Nice little run by Afton at the end of the third.
Yeah, they kind of chipped away at it. And let's see if they can make a dent in the lead here and to start the fourth quarter.
Afton with the basketball, 40-25. And the Knights with the basketball. They go to the right side. Patterson zips one back across now for Tyler Kelly. To the high post for Dawson. A little triple threat position here, tied up, and he is fouled at the foul line here. And boy, if Afton could cut it back down to 10.
That's what I was just thinking.
Then we're talking, yeah.
They're two possessions or two hoops away from being a 10-point game. And a few minutes ago, you wouldn't. I don't think I would have thought that.
Shot from the outside here for Patterson. Missed it. Rebound for BG. Back down the floor.
But again, they had a good look, and here they come. They get a steal.
Another steal by Dawson. Shot out of a cannon. His pass down the floor almost went into our good friend Ricky McPherson, taking photos down there, but he dodged the bullet. Speaking of the McPherson brothers, I was fueled up by Jerry's Inn today. Had my BLT. downtown Bainbridge here today. They're a proud sponsor of local sports here. Big thank you to those guys. Always stop at Jerry's. They have their photos on the wall of local athletes and teams. It's a really cool place here in Bainbridge. A foul on Afton, and I believe Emerson is going to go to the line here. No, they're going to say he wasn't shooting.
Wow. I don't know what he was. I mean, what else could he have been doing? He left the floor and had the ball. I thought it was actually clean. I thought Patterson made a great steal, but the ref said it was a foul.
A pass in there goes off the foot of Hagroyan, so we'll come back and do it again. With 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, 40-25, BG Boys on top of Afton. On a busy Friday night here, we'll have all the scores for you later tonight on NateLaw.com or follow me on Twitter.
America's out of bounds play.
And his shot in the corner will not go. Well executed there for BG. Just couldn't get the shot to go down. Afton with the ball. They go inside for Carter Burns, and he's blocked from behind. Dawson gets the rebound. His shot won't go. And Hagroyan finally windexes the glass. Long pass ahead there for Emerson. Patterson came flying over and made an athletic play. Fell to the floor pretty hard and knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, but you have to give the Afton kids a lot of credit here. They're playing hard. They're not giving up, and they're battling each possession.
How much of that do you think is the rivalry, as we talked about earlier?
I think it has a little bit to do with it, but I also think it's just a matter of pride, and it's what your coach instills in you that, hey, we're going to play hard. Ooh, get in. Yes.
Patterson with to the hoop and the harm. He's going to go to the line here, coach.
Great move on a little double clutch in transition there.
Wow, very nice play there by Equan Patterson. Boy, Coach, when he wants to go to the rim, he really can get it done.
Yeah, he can. He can really get to the hoop quick.
And to the line here, Patterson can't get the foul shot to go. Foul shots has been their Achilles heel here tonight. Left side of the floor now for BG. Hagroyan steps through, nice take, and he just can't finish. It fell off the front of the rim, out of bounds. And will stay here with the Bobcats. For a big fella, he can get to the rim when he wants.
He can. And maybe the lid on the basket has switched here to BG's side this quarter. Afton with another steal.
Yeah, steal by Patterson. And they're going to set up the offense here going right to left. Patient on offense. Now a three here for Afton. Yes! Count it from downtown for Tyler Kelly.
10-point game.
40-30. We kept saying if you could get it down to 10, you'd have a ball game. Hagroyan takes it underneath, says, I got this, and scores. And he's fouled. That's a good sportsmanship there at the end, too, Coach.
Yes, that looks like an old-school Kevin McHale up and under.
And then Burns, who fouled him, gave him a nice little high five. But, boy, Hagroyan, any time, and I think it's close, he just seems to say, give me the ball. It's time for me to go to work. Hagroyan, second chair. First shot at the line. Gets the old-fashioned three-point play. Timeout taken by VG. They want to talk it over. 43-30. Bobcats on top of the Crimson Knights with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 43-30 is the score here. Boy, that three-point play by Hagroyan kind of gave the momentum back to BG there, Coach.
Yeah, that was a big play. Let's see if Afton has an answer and they can and get the momentum back on their side here.
Patterson will go to Tyler Kelly on the left side. Works one back out. Patterson steps through two defenders. Now leaves it off for Dawson on the left elbow. Scoots one over for Tyler Kelly. 15 on the shot clock here for Afton. Now to Burns in the right corner. Burns, triple threat position. Works one back inside. The jumper here is left a little short by Carmen. Rebound Burns, no. And a rebound by Emerson. Good possession, though.
Yeah, two good looks at the basket there.
Back up the floor for the Bobcats. They go to Hagroyan, left side. Feeds one into the corner now for Isaac Seiler. Back to Hagroyan. And for Elias Wilson. Wilson, now for Emerson. Hagroyan cuts through, but he's well covered there. 15 on the shot clock. They go back left side, trying to get it to Hagroyan. He wants that corner three, in and out. Rebound in the land of the trees there by Patterson. Down to the right side. He's going to take it to the rim. It's blocked. He wanted a foul and doesn't get it.
I agree with him.
And now a steal right back by Afton. Patterson still down at the other end of the floor, gets it and scores on the layup.
Nice play by Afton.
Makes it 43-32. Knights are still hanging around here with 4:35 to go in the fourth. Bobcats still in control, but Afton will not go quietly. Emerson tries to go down low. Good stop there by Carmen to slap it out of bounds for Afton. Four and a half to go, and we'll see if the Knights can crawl their way back into this game. And so the Bobcats on the baseline will look to get it in. They will go to Groin at the left low block. Bobcats in the white with the navy blue trim. Afton in the red with the white and black trim. Here is Elias Wilson, top of the key. They leave him wide open. He fires up a three. It's too strong. Rebound underneath. Rendenberg trying to chase it down, and he saves it in time for the Bobcats. Fresh shot clock to work with. Hagroyan will rip it down. Good patience here by the Bobcats to work a little clock as we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the key for Hagroyan. And he'll dish one back off to Emerson. Boy, BG really not afraid to just work it around in this possession. Finally knocked out of bounds. Nine on the shot clock. Stays with BG. 3:48 to go, and it's BG 43, Afton 32. Bobcats with the ball. Emerson in the corner for three, in and out, and a rebound for Burns. Afton's got a chance here. If they could get a bucket on this possession, it would be big. They want a three in the left corner. No, too much mustard on that one from Tyler Kelly. A rebound for guess who? James Hagroyan of BG. And Wilson will walk it back across midcourt. Dawson tries to go for a steal, but Wilson with the crafty little spin move to get away from it. And BG seems more interested right now in wasting time. Not wasting time, but chewing up time as they go to Emerson on the far side. Now to Hagroyan in the left corner. Back to Vrendenberg, 10 on the shot clock. They're going to have to go, and then a bump foul is called here on Carter Burns.
I think Bainbridge Guilford was just trying to run patient offense. Back when I played in college, my coach, Nick Lambros, I used to say at times like this when you're trying to run the clock a little bit, if you were going to take a shot, it better be a you bet your life layup.
I like that line.
So
a you bet your life layup. Vrendenberg at the line. Good. So he gets his first to go, and that's a big one. As BG leads 44-32. The lead is comfortable but yet uncomfortable at the same time. Yep. If that makes any sense. Vrendenberg's second shot. Good. Good to see him back in the lineup. He was out with an injury early in the year. It's nice to have him back. And Afton's going to answer with a coast-to-coast layup here for Ryan Wright. He's got 15. Makes it 45-34, and the Knights just will not go away. Bobcats back down the floor here with Elias Wilson at the top of the key. Wilson thought about a three but didn't pull it. Goes back to Vrendenberg. 2:40 to go here in the fourth. Pass to the interior for Emerson on the right low block. Kicks one over far side. Good ball movement back to Vrendenberg. Into the paint. Little up and under. Missed it. Rebound. Emerson blocked by Burns. But BG still holding on. And they'll kick it back out to reset the offense.
New shot clock, too.
45-34. BG boys on top of Afton. 2:20 to go here in Bainbridge. Fourth quarter. Bobcats with the ball. Emerson far side for a three. In and out. And a rebound for Afton. They need a bucket on this possession. Carmen whips one ahead and finds Ryan Wright. He takes it to the interior and he's fouled and will head to the line. And you can see that Afton still has that energy. You love it.
I'm surprised that Patterson's not back in the game here. He got subbed out a few minutes ago. Afton still pushing, trying to cut into the lead.
Yeah, you can see Coach talking to him here a little bit, but as Wright is at the line and gets the first one to go, Wright's got 16. Makes it 45-35.
I wondered initially if maybe he was hurt because he did go down pretty hard on that one where he wanted the foul, but seems to be okay over there.
Wright can't get the second one to go, and Emerson with a rebound. So it's a 10-point game as we hit 2 minutes to go. 45-35, BG on top of the Afton boys.
This is when you play time and score. BG's up 10. It'd be more valuable to run 35 seconds off the clock than, you know, shoot a shot that's contested.
And they will bring it back up to Hegroin at the top of the key. They go to a cutter, blocked out of bounds, going to stay with BG. Seiler got blocked. Nice shot by Carmen to help him up there, too, as they both went tumbling to the floor with a 1:42 to go.
12 seconds on the shot clock.
And a timeout is going to be taken here by BG with a 1:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Our score, BG 45, Afton 35 on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:42 to go here, fourth quarter, 45-35. Coach and I were just talking during the break here. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you. You know, what's most valuable right now for BG? Is it a bucket or is it possession?
Well, I mean, a bucket certainly would help, but it's possession of the ball. I mean, you have 12 seconds on the shot clock. If you could get the ball up at the rim and get a rebound, you're going to pull it out.
Bobcats will work it in. They go to Hegroin. Oh, that'll work too. Makes the left-handed layup, and he is fouled. And will head to the line. And Hegroin has just done it all tonight. He's got 26 points.
But that's indicative of the whole game. BG has kind of been under control. Afton playing super hard, which you give the kids a lot of credit for. But he caught that on a great out-of-bounds play there by Coach Worley. And he took his time, head faked, got his defender up in the air, went up, completes the three-point play here to give him a 13-point lead.
Hegroin now with 27, and BG's in control, 48-35. A pass to the interior now for Afton. Pull-up jumper is good for Tyler Kelly. He has 8 points.
Afton just won't go away.
48-37 with a minute 20 to go in the fourth. As we said before, it's a comfortable but uncomfortable lead for BG, and you just got to give a lot of credit to these Afton guys here tonight for fighting tooth and nail.
Yeah, and as we were talking in the timeout there, Afton committed a foul here, but there's 1:20 left. You're down 11, but there's only 19 fouls. So now BG is going to go to the line with a 1-1. If he misses this, Afton has the ball and has a chance to, you know, come down the court and cut more into the lead. But BG with a successful free throw there.
Wilson gets the first to go, makes it 49-37, and the second one rattles out. Rebound for Ryan Dawson. As we come up on a minute 15 to go here, fourth quarter, 49-37 our score. Wright takes it to the interior, tosses it up, and he's fouled.
He's just relentless. He goes to the hoop like he doesn't care who's there, and he has some size and speed and quickness. He's a good little player.
Reckless abandon, some of these guys. Yeah. Just know, you know, you or I, we fall on the floor like that, we wouldn't be getting up for a few days, but holy cow. Missed the first foul shot.
I mean, he's only a sophomore.
The team is young, and I know Coach has said it's taken him a while to get everybody back to playing. As he goes 0 for 2 here, but he's had a tremendous night. He said, you know, with COVID, it took some time to get everybody back on the same page wanting to play again. but he's glad to see everybody's back here in the program and participating. And he goes, there's a couple more guys I'm after as well. We're under a minute to go. BG on top, 49-37. And taking it to the hoop here and scoring is Elias Wilson. He has 8. Coach Wine has also said, you know, he's coached JV the last couple of years. As a 3 here in the corner now for Ryan Wright. He's got 19. As, you know, there was a couple of years where Afton wasn't playing varsity. It was taking me a while to, you know, learn the league again as well. New kids.
Yeah. I don't think they have anything to be discouraged about. I mean, I know they would like to win here, but I think they've shown a good effort. And a couple more of their shots had gone and transitioned, driving to the hoop, made a couple more free throws. They're right there.
BG's going to work this clock off here, and it looks like our final score tonight will be 51-39 in favor of the BG Bobcats. A good rivalry between these two teams and a nice, fun, competitive game with BG defeating Afton 51-39. And our post-game show coming up here in just a few minutes on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. One last time here to Bainbridge-Guilford tonight. BG Boys defeating Afton 51-39. If you're looking for MAC scores later tonight and standings, please check out natelull.com. We'll be updating that here tonight. And a pretty busy slate of games tomorrow. And before we jump into the post-game show, just to let you know, there's a couple of real big girls games tomorrow. Unitego girls are at Walton at 1:30. Oxford girls are at Green at 2:45. Those are two really big games in the MAC for the girls. So, and if you were looking to follow up on the Morris Boys Christmas tournament, they're still looking to play their final championship game. They're going to host Brookfield tomorrow at 5 o'clock for that Ray Clement tournament final. So, couple of games going on tomorrow to keep your eye on. Scoring summary here. First for BG, game high 27 for James DeGroyan, 8 for Elias Wilson, 5 for Isaac Seiler, 4 for Nick McCowan, 3 for David Emerson, 2 apiece for Michael Lapani and Connor Vrendenberg. On the other side, 19, a team high for Ryan Wright, followed by 8 from Tyler Kelly, 6 apiece from Ryan Dawson and Equan Patterson. Before we get into the awards, we said it before, Coach, but Afton, a gutsy performance here. They keep playing like that, good things will happen.
Yeah, I thought they played hard. They didn't give up. They battled back. They easily could have, you know, pulled it up to 10th and said, oh, BG's ahead by, you know, I think at one point it might have been about 15.
I agree, 15, yeah, yep.
And they chipped it all the way back to, I think they got it under 10 at one point. I think it was about 9 points.
Yeah.
So you got to give them credit. I thought I was impressed with Bainbridge-Guilford when it kind of got close. Or the momentum started to shift up, and they always had an answer.
Let's get into our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 27 for James DeGroyan tonight. I thought he could probably get offense or all-purpose. He was tremendous.
Yeah, he probably had, I would say, probably 15 rebounds to go with that. And we said it multiple times. Every time Afton seemed to have any momentum, he had an answer on multiple occasions, both in the first half and the second half. I was very impressed with him. He's got that kind of old man style.
He does, yeah.
And, you know, maybe not the most athletic kid in the gym, but certainly understands how to play, how to use his body to box out, get rebounds. And I thought he had a good inside-out game. I think he at least made maybe two threes tonight.
Yeah.
So had a good shot from the free throw line. I was impressed for the first time seeing him play. He's pretty good, and he's only a junior. So Coach Willie has to be happy. He'll be back next year.
And that one shot was a killer right at the end of the second quarter.
Yep.
Looked like Afton was going to get into the break, maybe down 10 or so, and he buried that three. That was huge. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. I'd like to go with Ryan Wright from Afton. Yes, 19 points. He was their team high in scoring, but I felt like a lot of that came off some of those scrappy steals that they got a hold of, him and Equan Patterson, as well as Ryan Dawson, and worked out really well for him on the defensive side, turned into offense.
Yeah, he just seemed to be like the Energizer Bunny. He just kept going. And nice player. Again, only a sophomore. So good effort tonight from Ryan.
Lastly tonight, the Acco Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by Acco Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Acco Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Elias Wilson tonight, number five for BG. 8 points, but smooth, steady, handled the ball, got some big buckets when they needed, and just kind of a calming force out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he has some size, so I don't know exactly if his position is the point guard, but late in the game when the game seemed to be on the line, he seemed to be the one that had the ball in his hands most frequently, and he kind of got him settled down and did a good job of understanding the concept of time and score and, hey, we need to run some offense here. So he also seemed to make a couple big plays at key points in the game.
Agreed. Well, that's going to wrap it up here tonight. If you're looking for our broadcast schedule for next week, we'll be updating that over the weekend on WCDOsports.com. You can also check out our game audio archive. All of that is brought to you by SFCU, so a big thank you to them. Coach, thanks for joining me again. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
My pleasure. It's always fun.
And we know that you're busy with everything you're doing at GMU, but whenever we can get you, it's certainly a good time. So I'm hoping you'll join me for a bunch of the championship games as well.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. Again, our final score here tonight, BG Boys defeat Afton 51-39. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We will see you next week on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.